As a business owner, when you think about the web, you tend to think about your website. You maybe go as far as email newsletters, or if you're particularly with it, you may think about Facebook and Twitter, maybe even the older iPhone app here or there. But really, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what the web can do for your business and how it can benefit your business. Increasingly, the work that we're doing at Headscape involves elements that have got nothing directly to do with the website, nothing directly to do with selling your services, but have more subtle and more powerful ways of helping your business. I thought I'd give you four examples of ways that the web can be so much more than just your website. One thing that we do a lot with is fulfillment, so and back-end systems and that kind of stuff. So for example, if you ran an e-commerce site, we might build for you a stock management system that monitors your stock levels, maybe ties in with any legacy system that you have internally within your organization that's used by different parts of your business. Alternatively, we might build you an accounting tool that plugs in with SAP or whatever accounting system that you've got and passes information across. Essentially, these kinds of fulfillment tools are automating the process, I guess, which would be done manually otherwise and would waste time and money doing so. There's also fulfillment tools relating to reporting as well about, have orders gone out and that kind of stuff. But we do more than just that kind of thing. We also build tools that our clients use with their customers. So let me give you an example of what I mean by that. For example, we have one client who provides nutritional information about its products to its customers. And it provides all kinds of really powerful tools for understanding that nutritional information and making purchasing decisions off of the back of that nutritional information. It's not sexy. It's, not the latest Web 2.0 application. But what it does do is it does provide a unique selling point to our client, something that none of its competitors offer to its customers. It provides good customer service to its customers. As communication tools as well are another thing that we've been known to build in the past. We worked for one travel agency that would get inquiries via its website, and those inquiries would go through to email basically, and then would get passed from person to person within the organization and would get lost and not answered, and nobody had a authority over them and no ownership over them. So we built them a system which managed that, where managers could assign communications to different members of staff and would get reports on whether those communications have been followed up, etc., etc. So it can be a powerful communication tool as well. And then probably the most well-known of these kind of non-website applications of web technology would be the intranet, something that's so often an afterthought in most organisations. Intranets, if they're done well, can be incredibly powerful at improving internal communication within organisations and can be a real productivity tool. Unfortunately, in a lot of cases, organisations are just throwing up a product like SharePoint, which out of the box is not very usable, not very accessible, and not the best implementation. However, with a bit of love and attention, an intranet can make massive savings within an organisation. My point here is that we need to be looking beyond just the website, that we need to be looking at other opportunities for the web to solve business problems. Because web technology is incredibly flexible and incredibly powerful, and that we should be investing as much time and in particular money into these other applications as we do into the website itself. Because ultimately, they can generate as big a return on investment, if not bigger in some situations, than the traditional website can.